anytime you take a look at the last two chapters of the book, and you read about the place that you know you're gonna see one day. Doesn't it seem like every line paints a picture in your mind more beautiful than you almost can believe? It makes me think that John was sending you and me a postcard from paradise. It's such a sweet sight. Helps us to live a life a little more faithful to the Lord. It's so nice, one glimpse of what heaven's like. It can take a broken heart and fill it with joy. And what we know by faith, we're gonna know by sight. We've got a postcard, a postcard from paradise. We all struggle now and then, so we go back and read those words again. Precious promises we find living in those sweet familiar lines. No one hurts, no one cries, no one's sad and no one dies. There's no more night, 'cause God now dwells with men. Can't you feel it start to stir you deep within? A postcard from paradise, it's such a sweet sight. Helps us to live a life a little more faithful to the Lord. It's so nice, one glimpse of what heaven's like. It can take a broken heart and fill it with joy. And what we know by faith, we're gonna know by sight. We've got a postcard, a postcard from paradise. It's such a sweet sight. Helps us to live a life a little more faithful to the Lord.
It's so nice,
one glimpse of what heaven's like. It can take a broken heart and fill it with joy. And what we know by faith, we're gonna know by sight. Got a postcard, a postcard from paradise. It's hard to believe it, but we'll see it. Gotta read it, oh yeah.
Well, good morning, everyone. The time, 7:49 here at WCNO. And once again, we want to thank one of our faithful listeners for calling in and giving today here at WCNO, our good friend Katil. Comes by the station now and then. And today he's called in with a gift of $50. And Katil, good morning. It's good to hear from you. And he also has a prayer request that we continue to pray for the assisted living facilities. And so, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and we lift up the assisted living facilities and those that are there working in those facilities. We pray, dear God, that you'd bless them today, that you'd give them the help and the strength and the energy that they need to minister to those that are living there. And we just pray for those that live in the assisted living facilities, that you'd help them today, that their needs would be met. Lord, you know that as we age and find ourselves in need of a place like this, we pray, dear God, that those that are in the assisted living facilities would find the care and the that their needs are being met, and Father, that they're receiving a good quality of life. And Father, I pray for Katil this morning, Lord, as he labors among those that are in need today, that you'd bless him and strengthen him, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, friends, the phone lines are open at WCNO. You can join Katil and all the others that have called this morning. We're at $28,811. We're $189 away. Just $189 away from that next $1,000 level. Maybe there's someone would like to give $15 a month. That would put us within $99 of the next $1,000 level. So, friends, give us a call this morning. I know it's early. I know you got a lot of things to do. You got kids to get off to school. You got a husband to pack a lunch for. You got a wife to help get ready for the day. Mm. Well, whatever you're doing this morning, maybe you've got time between the coffee and the bagel to pick up the phone and call and make that pledge of support this morning. The number to call today, as always, is
888-221-8990.
And when you call, we'll simply get your name and number, and hopefully you'll do that this morning. We've been looking at some old proverbs, not necessarily from the scripture, but you know, I didn't read in Proverbs that the early bird gets the worm, or birds of a feather flock together. And then Karen came up with one that had you ever heard this one?
I never heard this.
I never heard this one, but it makes sense. The second mouse gets the cheese. That's a cruel proverb.
That is, that is. You can almost see it.
So don't be the second.
Don't be the first mouse.
Don't be the first mouse. Caution, I think. Suggests caution.
That may affect people's driving this morning. I'm not sure.
Yeah, definitely.
The second mouse gets the cheese.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though. You know.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know,
if you're in the trapping business.
If you're We should remind people, too, that when you call and make a gift, and especially when you use your credit or debit card, that we do not keep your card number. We'll take it and it goes in the system, but then the system just sends it off. We can't refer to it later. So, and we've had people call back and say, I didn't give enough. And we'll have to ask for that number again. It's certainly for your protection. So, just want you to know that we're doing that so that you don't have to worry about.
And another thing that we need to let people know is that we never call you to solicit a gift. If you call, you know, sometimes people say, well, don't put me on a mailing list. And, well, what you need to know is that we do not send out mail to you soliciting gifts week after week and month after month. We send out two letters a year. And basically, in the spring and in the fall of the year, we send out a letter that says prayer and praise is coming up. And if you'd like to renew your gift, you'll find an envelope enclosed, put your gift in there, and mail it back. And that's it. We don't send you any high-pressure mail. We don't send you any. We don't call you up and put you on the spot. We don't do that. So we want you to know that, you know, because some people say, well, you know, I'd like to give, but I just don't want to be put on a mailing list.
Yeah.
I don't want to get mail all the time asking for money. Now, sometimes this does happen, and, you know, someone will call up in September and make a gift for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then their name goes into the system, and then we generate letters to mail out, you know, the 1st of September, because October we're going to be doing the prayer and praise. So if they called at the if they called in with a gift at the end of August, they might get a letter within a month saying, hey, would you like to give again? But we hope that people understand how we do things. You know, we don't send out endless letters. We don't call you. We don't harass you. We don't, if you made a pledge, we don't send you an overdue notice.
We do not sell the mailing list.
That's right. Once you make a donation here and you are entered into our database, it stays right here. We don't give it away. We don't trade it away. We don't sell it. Right. We don't give anybody access. You know, recently I had a little car accident, and I ended up getting rear-ended, and I ended up at the emergency room. And even prior to that, I'd been having some trouble with my back and been going to the doctor and seeing the doctor about that and physical therapy. Somewhere in all of that, all of a sudden, I'm starting to get all these calls about, well, Mr. Creighton, we understand that you have chronic pain, and we've got this ointment. And I'm thinking,
got this snake oil for you.
How did they get my name? You know, right. Somebody leaked it. You know, somebody let it go. You know, somehow they got access to my name, because I've had people call me. They want me to, well, you know that your Medicare will pay for your back brace. And I'm thinking, well, am I at the point that I need a back brace? I don't think so, you know. You wonder how people get that, and it's annoying,
right?
You know, to answer the call yesterday evening, right as we were going off the air, we were saying good night. My phone rang. And we got off, and I answered the call, and it was just one of those robo calls, you know, right there. And I'm thinking, you know, come on, give me a break. And so we don't call you, we don't harass you, we don't put you on a robo call, we don't put you in on a mailing list, we don't send you big, long, sorrowful letters about how badly we need your help. The only time we ask you for your help is when we send out two letters a year, one in the spring, one in the fall, to our current contributors saying prayer and praise is coming up. If you'd like to renew, please do by mail. Get it back early if you can. And the other time is that we actually come on the air and ask you for your help, like we're doing right now, and ask you to call. Well, we have a friend from Palm Beach, Diane, calling in. She wants to give a matching funds challenge this morning.
That's great.
So if I can find the timer, I know it's around here somewhere. There it is. And I'm going to put some time on our timer here. It's just before 8 o'clock, but I'm going to put 30 minutes on our timer. Diane wants to match up some gifts this morning. And so if you call in, she's going to match up your gift dollar for dollar up to $500. Diane, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to start the timer right now and get this rolling. So if you call in with a gift of support, Diane is going to match up your gift dollar for dollar up to $500. And Karen, you just took this call?
Yes, I did.
And
Diane, the first thing she said was, I couldn't find you. I guess she's driving, and the station just wasn't coming in for some reason. Huh. And then she said, I finally found you. I'm so happy.
Wow.
That's great. And, you know, she said that she listens to other stations, but she said, they're not you. They're not WCNO.
Well, thank
she
you,
loves
Diane.
Us. She loves
well, she's
station.
Given before, and she's renewing her support and also giving it in matching funds. So we have 29 minutes now left in this $500 matching funds challenge. We hope that you will join us this morning by calling. And when you do, your $10 gift doubles up to $20. Your $100 gift right now would be worth $2. A $200 gift would be worth $4. $30 a month, well, that would be worth $60 a month right now. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar from Diane in Palm Beach, calling in just moments ago with this matching funds challenge. So why not give us a call this morning and get things going? It's just before 8 o'clock. We're going to be with you throughout the day today. If you're tuning in for Trevor Banks, he will be on tonight at 7:45. Charles Stanley, normally coming up here in a little bit, he'll be on at 8:05 p.m. We've got other calls coming in, and we hope those of you that are listening we'll join these callers that are calling in right now.